center of this week's parsha is our first encounter with the Aseres Hadibros. But as we transition from Parshas Bashach to Parshas Yisrael, so let's focus on one aspect of the Aseres Hadibros, which has something in common with part of Parshas Bishalach as well, and that is that we do have a minhag, seemingly, in this shul we have a minhag, to be standing during the Shira, as well as the minhag Yisrael in most places, is to stand during the Aseres Hadibros as well. So the question becomes, why are we standing during both of these places? Why do we stand during the Shira? Why do we stand during the Aseres Hadibros? Now most of the attention throughout the halachic literature has always been spent on discussing the minhag of standing during Aseres Hadibros, because it's not all that simple. We know that the Aseres Hadibros already, Rashi tells us al HaTorah, Chazal tells us in a few places that the Aseres Hadibros are very significant. Aseres Hadibros incorporate all of the Taryag mitzvahs within the Aseres Hadibros, are incorporated all Taryag mitzvahs. Almost all of the Torah is encapsulated within the words of Aseres Hadibros. In fact, how many letters are there in the Aseres Hadibros? Keser, 620. Why Keser? Because, so Chasam Sofer says, because you have seven extra ones. Seven, which ones? The seven of the seven Derabbanan. Now, which seven Derabbanan are included in the Keser, in the Gematria Keser, which is the amount of letters in the Aseres Hadibros, the amount of mitzvahs? And parenthetically, the Chidah points out that the Gematria of Hashem Melech Hashem Yimlach, Hashem Melech Hashem Melech Hashem Yimlach, Le'olam Vayed, is also Keser. It's also the amount of Osius of all the mitzvahs. 620 mitzvahs, 613 deraisa, and 620, the additional seven midrabbanan. So Chasam Sofer points out, you take the last seven letters, the last seven letters correspond to the seven mitzvahs derabbanan. What are the last seven letters of Aseres Hadibros? Asher l'reyecha, says the Chasam Sofer. Aleph and Asher is for Avelos, that's the mitzvah derabbanan of Avelos. The Shin is for Simcha, the Yimei Mishte of the Chasen and Kala, Shivas Yimei Mishtav, that's the second din derabbanan. The Reish is for Rechitza. We know Netilas Yidayim was a Takana derabbanan, one of the main to early Takanas derabbanan. The Lamed, says the Chasam Sofer, is Lechem Shu Pas Goy V'Imay Nichol Pishulei Nochem Pas Akum and Bishulei Akum. What are we up to? We have Asher. Now we have the Lamed. Now another Reish. What's Reish? Rishuyos. We know that a Revu Chaytzeira is a Chitufei Mivoyos. Well, it's one of the main Takanas derabbanan. Asher L'Reyecha up to the Ayin Amalek. That's obviously referring to Mikra Megillah, and then the final one you have the Chaf, referring to the Koyanim, the Chashmenoim, the Nes of Chanukah, the miracle of Chanukah, the mitzvah of Chanukah. So encapsulated in the last seven letters, the last mitzvah are the seven mitzvahs derabbanan, because we know in Aseres Hadibros have to be all 613 mitzvahs, not only 613 mitzvahs, says Chasam Sofer, also the seven mitzvahs midrabbanan. But because of its significance, because of the significance of Aseres Hadibros, so that also led to some confusion. Rachmana Litzlan, we know that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Tamid that in the Mikdash, the minhag was, in fact, to recite the Aseres Hadibros, who was so important. They recited it as almost part of, right, as part of Kriya Shema, Kaviyah, almost part of Kriya Shema. Before they said Kriya Shema, the Mishnah says in Maseches Tamid, Amr Lahem Amune, Berchu Bracha Achas, Vein Berchu, Karu Aseres Hadibros, Shema, Vahayim Shema, it was part of the routine. Aseres Hadibros was part of the routine, reciting Aseres Hadibros. And the Gemara, in fact, says that they wanted to do the same thing Bigvulin. They wanted to do the same thing outside the Mikdash, says the Gemara. Av Bigvulin Bikshu Likra, is the Gemara in Brachas. They wanted to say Aseres Hadibros every day. Ela Shekvar Botlo Mipnei Tarumas Haminim, because of the Apikorsim. The Apikorsim were saying that why do we recite Aseres Hadibros? We know everything's in Aseres Hadibros. The only thing the Rabbeinu Shalom said was Aseres Hadibros. The rest of it, the Rabbeinu Shalom, wasn't from the Rabbeinu Shalom, Chalil V'chas. Therefore, because of the Tarumas Haminim, therefore we stop saying it. In the Mikdash, we're able to say it with all the miracles of the Mikdash. We're not concerned about everything. And the Sanhedrin was right there. We weren't concerned in the Mikdash, the Kaihanim. But outside the Mikdash, we don't say Aseres Hadibros anymore, even though it would be appropriate, because encapsulated in the Aseres Hadibros is the entirety of a Torah. But Chalil V'chas, for someone to think that that was the only thing said from the Rabbeinu Shalom to Moshe Rabbeinu, so therefore we don't say it. Because of that, that's the only thing the Gemara says we don't do. We don't recite it. And even that is a big question amongst the Paiskin, because we know that the Tur, as well as the Beis Yosef, Yitzif and many of later Paiskim pass from Shulchan Aruch do have a minig to recite the Seres Adibus amongst the other parashiyos that we say, the Parashas Amon. We know there are a few parashiyos we say, some say the Akedah. So one of the parashiyos is the Seres Adibus. And when that minig began, it was also put into a tremendous question. They sent a question to the Rajba. We see people started saying a Seres Adibus. The Rajba said, don't do it. Tarumas Amina, we don't say, you don't give a Seres Adibus any extra chashivas. Why? Because included in this concern of Taruas Amina and the fact that the Gemara says we don't recite a part of Priyashma means that you can't give it any extra chashiva, so therefore don't say it every day. Yet others say, the Shulchan Aruch suggests, Beis Yosef suggests, that no, maybe the Takana was only Bitzibur when everyone's doing Bitzibur, but a Yachid, before davening, he's allowed to say it. He's allowed to do it. Others suggest, some of the Paiskim said, the Marshal, I believe, suggests, that no, the whole Isser of Dengi, because the Tarumas was Dafka, part of Berchas Kriyashma, part of the Kriyashma process. But if you say it before, I think Marshal says that he used to say it before Baruch Shomar. If you say it before on your own, so then there's no problem of Tarumas. But again, this was a big question. Could we give it any extra chashivas, the Parsha of Aseres Adibus? And then, of course, when the Minog began to develop, that people would stand during Aseres Adibus, the same question once again came up. Are we allowed to stand during Aseres Adibus? You're giving get extra chashivas. This question was posed to none other in Ashayla, none other than the Rambam. The Rambam has a tshuva about whether you're allowed to stand up, and the Rambam is adamant. No, 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 you're not allowed to stand up during the Aseres Adibus. The Rambam felt that this was the problem. There was a problem similar to the Gemara and Brachas with Bnei Tarumas Aminim. If you start standing up, what could people end up saying? It says the Rambam, you look around in Bavel or wherever you are, and you see that people are doing it. The Rambam says probably they're just doing it because we know that the Aseres Adibus is often given to the Chashuveyam, given to the Rabbanim. So they're standing up for the Rabbanim. They're not standing up for the Kriyas HaTorah. Then the Rambam says, but even if you're right that they are standing up for the Kriyas HaTorah, Rambam has a very strong lashon. He says, if someone's sick, you make everyone else sick, or you try to make the sick people better. So they're making a mistake. Now you're saying we should all do it because there are a few people making a mistake? No, try to correct their mistake. A very strong lashon of the Rambam. He says, they're making a mistake. There's no reason for us to do something wrong because when you look around and there are people doing something wrong. So the Rambam is very clear that he thinks that it is inappropriate, and therefore the minuk should be not bidafka, not to stand. Let's read some of the Rambam. Says the Rambam. This is a shoyl to the Rambam. Al shar parshiyus haTorah v'chol davar sheyesh l'minim pischem peh alav chutz midasur be'esenazai ra'olanu lefarsim hamachlekes aleihem. So the Rambam ends up siding with him. The Rambam says, yes, it's an inappropriate thing. Therefore, we shouldn't do it. Umashetona chacham, and that which you think maybe we should do is sha'achi bavel noyigim lamu be'ez kriyas aseres adibros. Therefore, since they're doing it, perhaps we should do it as well. Ein taina zuklum, says the Rambam. Lefishim nira anoshim briyim v'cholim. You see some healthy people and some sick people. Lo'nichla nachlas abrim. You go, you want them to be the same, so we'll make the healthy people sick. Of course not. K'deishu shavim v'cholim elanishtadu lahavres v'cholim. We try to make the people that are sick better. So if anything, you should go and try to convince them that they shouldn't be standing. We're not going to start standing on our own. But it wasn't so simple. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he doesn't think it's a problem. He thinks Tarumas Aminim is dafka what the Gemara said. Dafka the Gemara said that you can't have it as part of the Kriyashma process. You can't say it every day in the morning. But standing up, he says, there's not necessarily a concern. Says Rabbi Yosef Feinstein, that's not a concern. The Chida already has a tshuva. V'nir de me'achar shenogu ha'am kein lokum kulam baseres adirbos nira shechayovim akalama. The Chida says, the opposite of the Rambam, he says, once everyone is noyig to be doing this, and this has become the minhag, says the Chida, therefore, in fact, it would be inappropriate to stay sitting when everyone else is standing. Chavadas, also, many different tshuvas on this. On this shaila, whether a person should be standing, whether a person should be sitting, apparently it seems that the minhag ha'olam, at least amongst the Ashkenazim, has been that at least if you're in a shul where most people stand, like the Chida said, that it would be inappropriate to be sitting down. Rav Moshe Sternbach, as well as those before him, but he feels adamantly like the Paiskim that say, if you're concerned about this concern about Tarumas Aminim, so then stand up a little bit before the Aseres Adibros. So it's clear you're not only standing up for the Aseres Adibros. If you only stand up for the Aseres Adibros, HaDibbas, so then maybe people are going to think, you think Chalila, the Aseres HaDibbas, has a different status than the rest of the Torah. But if you stand up for a little bit before that, so then it's clear that you don't believe it. The Rambam is very strong. The Rambam says, we know, the Rambam says this a few times, he says this in Perish Mishnayis, he says this in a few different places. There's no difference between any psukim. With the psukim that are listing the children of Cham have the same kedusha as the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. There's the same exact kedusha. They're all mipi agvura and chalila v'chas for anyone to give any extra significance, even to the Aseres HaDibbas. And that's what the Chachamim mean when they say tarumes amina. Make sure that no one gives it any extra credence. But why is it that we do stand up? What is the minhag to stand up dafka for the Aseres HaDibbas? After all, okay, so people can make a mistake. So you're not concerned about people making a mistake. But why is it that we stand up? And why is it that we stand up for the Shira? So Soloveitchik has a suggestion as follows. If Soloveitchik was trying to fit it into the Rambam, I'm not sure if this is what the Rambam holds, but Soloveitchik suggested as follows. We know that there's another difference when it comes to the Aseres HaDibbas. There are different ways of reading the trup of the Aseres HaDibbas. We have what we call Tam Tachtoin and Tam Elyon. Now, our minhag is that we recite Tam Tachtoin, except on Shavuos when we recite Tam Elyon. What's the difference between Tam Tachtoin and Tam Elyon? The question is where you break up the Dibbas. Do you read it based on every Dibur? Every Dibur is its own section, or do you read it based on the Psukim? Some Psukim have multiple Dibros in them. So how do you read it? Do you read it based on the Dibros? That's Tam Elyon. Or do you read it based on the Psukim like the rest of the Torah? That is Tam Tachton. There were some Daikonim that said that the only thing that's appropriate is Tam Tachton. We should never be doing Tam Elyon. That was the Shita of Reb Zalman Hena, one of the big Daikonim we've been discussing in some of the Shiurim recently. But again, most of the Mefarshim say, no, we have Tam Elyon for Shavuos and Tam Tachton for the rest of the Kriyas HaTorah. Why is there a distinction? Why sometimes do we do it based on the Dibur and sometimes we do it based on the Psukim? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, as well as this is already almost clear from the Kadmonim, that what we do when we read it based on the Tam Elyon, we're reading it, we're splitting it based on the Dibur. What are we trying to do? We're trying to re-experience Matan Torah. It's not like any other Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah we do based on Psukim. If we're going to do a Kriyas HaTorah based on the Dibur, Kivyachol, of what the Dibur was that was heard at Matan Torah, so then we're not doing it based on the Psukim. Why? Because we're trying to recreate the experience of Matan Torah. That's what we're trying to do. And on Shavuos, we're not reading it B'Torah as Kriyas HaTorah like we do the rest of the year. On Shavuos, we're reading it B'Torah as a new Matan Torah, recreating Matan Torah. Therefore, we do it B'Tam Elyon. We break it up based on the way it was said, Kivyachol, at Matan Torah. And therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, for recreating Matan Torah, so then it would be appropriate to stand. We know Klal Yisrael was standing. You have a meeting with the Shechina. Of course, you're going to be standing. Based on this logic, it would only make sense to be standing, obviously, when you read a B'tam Elyon. It wouldn't make sense to stand when you're reading a B'tam Tachnon. But this Svara, the reason we stand is because it's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. That is what it seems to be already from the Kamayinim, the Rishonim that discuss this, not the Rishonim, the Kamayinim that discuss this concept of standing. It says we're being mekabel pnei Yeshchina. This is Matan Torah. This is Aseres HaDibbas. So of course we're going to stand. I would just point out that there's something else very interesting that is isolating, which is an anomalous about the Kriyas of Aseres HaDibbas. And this is already from Chazal. The Maseches Sofrim points out. Chazal points out in Maseches Sofrim. The Maseches Sofrim says that we know that the minhag used to be. The minhag used to be that not every aliyah, not every oila to the Torah made a birchas haTorah. The first oila made the first bracha, and the last oila made the bracha at the end, and the ones in the middle, they wouldn't make their own brachas. Come Chazal and Maseches Sofrim says that there are a few exceptions to that. There were few aliyahs where even in the middle of a Kriyas HaTorah, the person, the oila, made his own birchas haTorah, mitchila and the soif. Say the Maseches Sofrim, which are those exceptions? What are those exceptions? Says Maseches Sofrim, you have the Shira in Bishalach. There he would make a bracha at the beginning of the end. You have the Aseres HaDibros, and you have the Teichecha, both Teichechas in Parshas B'chukosai, and in Parsha's Kisavol. So I would suggest, why are we making, why these are you making a bracha specifically b'tchil v'atzayif? Perhaps what Chazal are telling us is when you do these kriyas ha-Torah, it's not a regular kriyas ha-Torah. In general, kriyas ha-Torah b'tzibur is Talmud Torah b'tzibur. So we have one bracha at the beginning, one bracha at the end. But these specific kriyas ha-Torah, these kriyas ha-Torah are not only kriyas ha-Torah of limud ha-Torah. We're re-experiencing the event when we read b'shach, when we read Oz Yashir Moshe. It's not simply we're reading Oz Yashir Moshe. We're re-experiencing. We're singing Shira. We're re-experiencing. It's a new Kriyas HaTorah of experiential Kriyas HaTorah. We're re-experiencing what happens. When it comes to Shira, we're re-experiencing it. When it comes to Aseres HaDibros, we're re-experiencing Matan Torah. And when it comes to the Teichacha, we're re-accepting upon ourselves those klolas of the Teichacha. So therefore, those things get their own Birchas HaTorah, Mitchila, and so on. If that's the case, so perhaps already the Masechet Sofrim is telling us that when it comes to these four things, it's not regular Kriyas HaTorah. It's a Kriyas HaTorah, it's an experiential Kriyas HaTorah, re-experiencing the event. So therefore, if we're re-experiencing Kriyas Yamsuf and the Shira, we're saying Shira to the Ribbono Shel Olam, of course we're going to stand. If we're re-experiencing Matan Torah, Maamar HaSinai, of course we're going to stand. Perhaps when it comes to the Klolos, that's something we're not so excited about. And that's why there was never a minhag, of course, to stand by the Klolos, even though we are re-experiencing that pact with the Ribbono Shel Olam. These are some of the thoughts, some of the ideas that come up with this minhag of standing for both the Shira and for the Aseres HaDibros. As I mentioned before, it seems like the minhag in most Ashkenazi shuls is that we do stand, unlike the Shita of the Rambam. But a person should, of course, always know that Chalila v'chas, are we ever saying that there's any more significance inherently that the Aseres HaDibros was more from the Ribbono Shel Olam than any other part of the Torah? But the reason we're standing is because we're trying to mimic, we're trying to re-experiencing the Matan Torah, the Kabbalah of the Kabbalah HaTorah that we are reading at that particular time.
Why don't we use the Elyon also, Shalach, not only...
There is no Elyon.